I'm here with Erickson Ruiz, and he's going to tell me a little about the pieces that he's going to be playing at the Queen's Hall on Thursday, the 19th of August.
It's a great choice of pieces. It's the first will be Giovanni Bottesini, the greatest bass player of history, who actually changed the history of the solo repertoire of the instrument. And then I will jump 100 years back to Domenico Gabrielli, another Italian cellist from Bologna, and I will mix that up with this great modern composers like Kurtak and his Shadows pieces, and from the Messages and Games, the message Consolation, which he wrote in the death of a good friend of him. And I will connect that also to the Figment by Carter, you know, that product of imagination he had when he was 99 years old. And we will end the first part of a recital with the Holiger for bass solo. Second part is very emotional because it starts with this great composer, Nino Rota, who helped a lot of film music in Italy, like the Godfather's trilogy and all the Fellini movies. He wrote this concerto for double bass and orchestra on his piano. He was completely influenced by Prokofiev. So it's clearly Rota film music with a strong influence of Prokofiev. That's what I like more. And then Sergio and me, we will move to where we are from, yeah. South America. He will interpret them Ginastera. Then we will move to tango.
And did you pick out the pieces yourself, or was this something you and Sergio did together? Or?
Yes, he inspired me a lot to have an idea of what we will be doing in 2 days. And of course, he's very open. I decide what I wanted to show or to share, actually. I think it's a whole collage of what bass can be.
Thank you very much for speaking to me, and very much look forward to hearing your pieces as you play them in the Queen's Hall.